climate spending, how it impacts the wider Pacific and Aotearoa is the focus of our conversation with Sir Colin Tukitonga. Sir Colin is from the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences at Auckland University. He joins us once again on our program. It's a rangatira. Tēnā koe, Colin. Thanks for joining us on the show again. Kia ora.
Yeah, morena, Dale.
Morena. It's great to catch up with you again. Thanks so much. Okay, well, climate change is really impacting us. We've seen the weather events of recent times. There's another one circling us as we speak, Colin, coming in from the north also, another sort of unpredictable weather bomb. So we're seeing the realities of climate change and changing weather patterns right front and centre as we speak. Do you think as a nation, as we approach today's budget, we're spending enough on climate change issues in our country?
No, is the short answer, Dale. But a little background. I hope that it's obviously been traumatic for everyone, and you know, I feel for the whānau and the communities everywhere, particularly Hawke's Bay, Tairāwhiti. But for the sceptics in New Zealand, I hope that these events have reinforced the fact that the climate crisis is present and real and will continue to impact us in a big way. I should also say that this is, of course, the experience of many in the islands, and they've been trying to tell the world of the impact of the climate crisis on their lives, their livelihoods, their homes, their whānau, and so on. So to come back to your question, no, because the climate crisis has such wide-ranging and highly destructive impact on all aspects of our lives, and my prediction is it will get worse in Aotearoa as well.
Tēnā koe, when we look across the wider Pacific, and we have a strong relationship with each other, understandably too, with our genetic links. We are, in effect, one people. But many Pacific nations have called for greater autonomy, that they understand their own whenua best, and they know what's best for themselves. So you don't want a patronising attitude, even though it is at times supportive, coming from the economically dominant countries. What would you say of this call for more rangatiratanga regarding climate change issues by Pacific nations?
Oh, it's not new, Dale. This is something that they've been asking for decades. It's a principle, you know, respecting their dignity, their autonomy, their mana, if you like. But because development assistance money, aid money, of course, is public money, and the people who give it are understandably nervous and would want to put in place accountability measures, and therein lies the problem. It tends to be quite prescriptive and restrictive for Pacific Island nations. Having said all that, the climate crisis, of course, has brought this principle to the fore. And I should really commend Minister Mahuta, because last year, I think, during one of her trips to the region, she did announce a more flexible arrangement to the use of funds from Aotearoa around the region. And I know from my contacts and others around the region that this is highly appreciated by them, because it's the first and only one so far. And I note that Minister Mahuta has also signalled broadly that this is a principle that the other donors should follow.
Tēnā koe. Sir Colin, I'm sure the people of the Tairāwhiti feel that they need to be factored in, and we need to do more about climate change. You are effectively from the medical and health sector, but it is all intertwined. We can't have climate change sitting off to one side and how it affects people on a day-to-day basis. It is all intertwined. How important that it's factored in as a health issue.
Yeah, totally. I mean, the issue with the climate crisis is that it affects everything. You know, the air that we breathe, the sky that we have and have access to, the water, the environment, it has a wide-ranging and far-reaching impact. And to try to isolate out one part of it is a mistake and not likely to have any real impact. And that is why I think your point just now is absolutely correct. It needs to be integrated, and the people of Te Rāwhiti, of course, will tell us in real terms what that has meant for them. So my suggestion, my recommendation to the people who make decisions on policy and funding is that this principle should be adopted along with what we talked about earlier, and that is to trust, to empower, to resource affected communities, because they know what's best for them. We do, of course, need to still have our government continue the global conversation about the polluters, if you like, the big emitters, to do the right thing. Because I think the Paris Agreement that kind of brought it all together has kind of gone off the boil, and I really would expect New Zealand to keep that in the front of minds of people in global negotiations on the climate crisis.
Thanks, Sir Colin. It's very nice to talk with you again. Any updates off your work there? So we've been talking climate issues and wider health issues along the Pacific. Any interesting research projects that you're overseeing or supporting at the moment, Ewa?
Yeah. We just came back from Tonga. We have Foreign Affairs is funding us to do a study of mental health and well-being in the islands, in the Polynesian country. So we've done the field phase in Samoa. And I was just in Tonga talking to the team over there, because obviously the climate crisis is an ongoing concern for them. And you know, last year, the tsunami and the volcano had a major impact in Tonga, and people had to leave their homes. And so we're just looking now at the mental health dimensions of that rather traumatic experience. Some relocated people, particularly from Hapai, are still elsewhere and can't go home. So these are major traumatic events, and I'm pleased that we're able to work with them to try to assess the impact, and more importantly, to try and find some suitable responses to these traumatic events, Dale.
Yeah, that's interesting. Who's part of that team that you're working with on this? It seems a very important and wide-ranging type of mahi to look at mental health issues across the wider Pacific. Who have been travelling with you or part of the team?
As you know, I'm not a psychiatrist or a trained mental health person. I bring people together. I raise the pūtea. That's my job. But we're working with some of our best minds in the mental health field. Many are Pacific. The two gentlemen I was with is a psychiatrist based in the Waikato, he's Tongan, and a mental health nurse who's also based in the Waikato. So we try, of course, to do two things, involve as many of our trained specialists in these endeavours, but more importantly, to try to empower, support, train the people in the islands, of course, because at the end of the day, they need to own and lead this. So that's the approach, the idea of old, where experts descend on the islands from up on high and do all this, the mahi, and leave is obviously not suitable. And I'm very pleased to be part of this exercise.
Tēnā koe, we always need to have some time to call it all with you, Sir Colin. Thanks for joining us on today's program again. E ho, ngā mihi.
Well, thanks very much. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Dale. Ngā mihi nui. Kia koe.
Tēnā koe.